Operating your credit restoration business. Choose a name for your credit company. Register your name if needed. Get a business license. Become a member of the Credit Consultants Association. Get certified by this trade association. Choose your location or, if you will be home-based by phone or internet. Pick the credit services you want to provide. Apply for an EIN number for your company from the IRS. Open a bank account and get a PayPal account. Additional services you can offer. You can provide a wide array of service to your clients as well as credit restoration. I suggest that you become an affiliate of a credit reporting service, for example credit.com, and offer these services. 1. Credit monitoring. 2. Identity theft protection. 3. Credit reports. 4. Credit and divorce consultation. 5. Credit scoring analysis. 6. Credit review and analysis, providing a written plan of action. 7. Seminars on credit education, especially for churches. Each of these services could provide you a nice additional monthly income. Regulations. The Credit Repair Organization Act, called CROA, was put in place to protect consumers from unscrupulous practices by organizations who claim to repair credit. Check here to see credit repair laws by state. The Act seeks to ensure that consumers who decide to use credit repair services are aware of their rights and are able to make an informed decision about choosing to pay a credit repair company. A credit repair organization is any person or business that takes money in exchange for improving your credit. Restrictions on credit repair organizations. Here are a few things credit repair organizations cannot legally do. 1. Lie or advise you to lie about your credit history to your current or future creditors. 2. Alter your identity, for example get a new EIN or new identity, to try to get a new credit history. 3. Misrepresent the services they provide to you. 4. Ask you to pay for services before they have been provided. The law requires you, the credit repair consultant, to provide your clients with a disclosure called Consumer Credit File Rights under state and federal law that lets you know your right to obtain a credit report and to dispute inaccurate information on your own. You should also provide the right for your client to sue your organization for violating the CROA. Credit repair contract requirements. Before you can perform any services for your client, you must provide a contract, you must sign the contract, and the 3-business-day cancellation period must expire. The contract should include the following. Payment amount required. A description of the services that will be performed to repair your credit. An estimate of the time it will take to complete the services or a date by which the services will be completed. A visible statement letting you know you can cancel the contract within 3 business days. Your client has the right to cancel a signed contract within 3 business days. You cannot charge your client a fee for this cancellation. As long as it's made within the specified time frame. Your contract should include a notice of cancellation form that a client can fill out and return to cancel the contract. Waiving rights. You cannot ask your client to sign any kind of form waiving their rights under the CROA. Any waiver they sign is considered void and cannot be enforced by federal or state law. Credit Repair Organization Act violations. Organizations that violate the law can be sued for actual damages, punitive damages, and attorney's fees. Consumers can report violations to the FTC. Your state attorney general, and can file suit in your state. Your client will have 5 years from the date the violation occurred or the date they learned of the violation, to take action against the organization.